For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Hardwick Culture Podcast on the Believe Network. Know me, know the voice of the guys. Me, really relevant and real Terrell from Virginia here at your service. And we've had better days. I think that actually might have been the worst day we've had in the playoffs to date. Wow, that was really, really bad. I think the final count tally was 1-4 on the day. And that's what I get for having 5 bets going on a weekend. Like, come on. I know better than this. You guys got to hold me. Keep me honest, man. You guys got to keep me honest. Because there's no reason I should have had that many plays going on the weekend. But, you know, I just don't like, you know, Saturday, Sunday NBA just kind of be weird sometimes. But, man, I really, really just don't know. Like, I really just don't know. It was, all right, let's just go from the beginning. Like, let's just do that. Let's just go from the beginning. So, Miami Heat beat the New York Knicks 108-101. And if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see that when Julius Randle was officially announced out, I said that this is giving me Jalen Brunson vibes from last year, where he was the guy on the team for, I think it was a game or two that Luka was out in that series, and he handled the Jazz. They lost game one, went back and win the series. I got that at a 5-1 bet last time. This time around, +475. So I wasn't too upset that the Knicks lost the game, because I pretty much foresaw it after Julius Randle was announced out. I think Julius Randle is really, really big to this series. And while I think he's coming back in the series, I don't think that they have a chance without him. But here I have Jimmy Butler over 5.5 assists. That did get there. And he ended up rolling his ankle. But, I mean, he was doing all right. Like, he had 3 assists at half, and he got another one in the third, and he ended up rolling his ankle. What was that, in the fourth when he rolled his ankle? Something like that. I think it was, like, some way through the fourth. But at that point, I kind of already had gave up with that being a losing bet in my mind. Whereas Jalen Brunson got there, over 5.5 assists. He got 7 for the game. And pretty much what I thought it was going to be of, he got a lot of attention on him. He was okay shooting the basketball, but he had a lot of attention. He didn't hit anything from 3. I think he was 0-for-7 from 3. That was really bad. But he got a lot of attention on him. He made the right read, and he could have had a lot more assists. Like, there's a couple times that Grimes and Josh Hart missed wide open threes. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, if we had lost that bet, I would have looked right back at that Josh Hart 3 and Grimes. I think it was 2 Grimes threes that he missed on the assist, and it was wide open. I was like, Jesus Christ, man. So we get there. Now things get downhill quickly. Game 7, Dre let us down. We had him for over 22.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Guess how much the man finishes with? 22. Great. Lost on the hook there. We had him for over 2.5 blocks and steals at plus money. Guess how much he finished with? 2. You know, it's like stuff like that that turns what could... Imagine if we got the hook on both of those plays. It's a nice day. Like, we're sitting on a really nice day, but... You know, it is what it is sometimes. Malik Monk wasn't even close. I mean, he was close. He wasn't close. Like, he had a terrible shooting day, as much as, you know, as a lot of people on the Kings did. The Warriors really, really locked it up defensively on the road in a game 7. Very, very good, you know, showing by them. So, 1-4 day. Not very good. Down a bunch of units. But we've been up over the playoffs. Like, we've been up over the playoffs. So, it's not like I'm, you know, I'm still up. It's just that I feel like I gave a lot back, and I hate giving units back. But we're going to take our time. I'm going to rebuild, and we're going to get it back. over time. We're not going to try to all get it all back in one punch, but we're going to get it back over time, and it'll be good. So let's come on to today. We had two games in the association for the playoffs, one game one, one game two. First play of the day is in the Philadelphia 76ers and Boston Celtics series. Celtics are laying 9.5, 214.5 is total. Big news is that Joel Embiid is not expected to play. So if you know me, you know that they don't have his prop listed. There's a possibility that they're terrified, scared little punk babies to try to use a more correct word. But we'll see if the books give me Paul Reed props today, because I'll be on Paul Reed. You guys know that. And that's, I mean, come on. You guys know I'm going to be on Paul Reed. Here's the play I have for this game. So let's look at the situation. The 76ers have had a lot of time off. Joel Embiid is not playing. The time off, I don't think, just helped Joel Embiid, but it helped everybody else on that team with nagging injuries. And the person that you cannot think of who's had nagging injuries any more than anybody else on the team is James Harden. Everybody knows how I feel about James Harden, how much I would love to fade James Harden when he's not healthy. But with this time that he's had off to train, strengthen his body, feel a lot more comfortable going into the series, we could be getting a very, very healthy James Harden in this game. And when James Harden is healthy, he looks like the James Harden of old. He truly, truly does. So this is how I'm going to play James Harden today. There's actually multiple ways to play him, and I might actually decide on doing... we'll decide if I decide on a second way. But James Harden's three-point prop today is consensus 2.5 at -120, -130. Looking at James Harden this season without Joel Embiid, he had 7 games. Let me read to you his three-point made and attempts. 0 for 3, 2 for 6, 3 for 8, 2 for 8, 3 for 9, 3 for 5, 4 for 9. So what I like to see here is high attempts. You got to have the opportunity if you're going to make the three-point shots. You can't just, like, if you only shoot 3 a game, I'm not going to bet you over 2.5. But James Harden, you look at after that first game against the Raptors, 6, 8, 8, 9, 5, 9. Like, he's getting the attempts up. And it's, you know, it's his patented step back three that he feels really comfortable with. And if I'm getting a healthy James Harden in a game and a series that he has to step up in, then I like him to do what makes him feel comfortable, and that's that step back three. So I think that we're going to have plenty of opportunities for him to be able to hit that three-point shot over the Boston Celtics today and put himself in a position is to score. And so give me James Harden over 2.5 three-pointers made. I think that that's a key part of his game. That's, you know, something we've seen him be able to master over his career, and I think it all come to light and really boost his scoring and what he's able to add to a Philadelphia team that feel like they have nothing to lose in this game. You have no James Harden. You have nothing to lose. You can go out there, play as free as you want, and give your best effort. And all the pressure is on the Celtics to make sure that they win this game without Joel Embiid. Because if they lose this game without Joel Embiid, then they gave up home court. So I expect to see the 76ers play with a little bit less pressure in this game, push the pace, a little bit more from three, and see them attempt to keep this game close. I kind of like Philly plus the 9.5, but I will give out James Harden over 2.5 threes for this game. All right, that's all I got in this one. Now, James Harden, same without Joel Embiid, 7 games. Listen to his assist totals, 4, 17, 10, 8, 11, 11, 5. Like that's really solid as well. He's gotten over his 8.5 assists 4 of the past 3, you know, 4 of the past 3 of the past 7, I'm sorry, 4 of the past 7 games this season without Joel Embiid. I'm expecting him to do, like, yeah, let's just do it. Let's just go all in on James Harden today. I know we did it with Draymond yesterday. Let's just go. So give me James Harden over 8.5 assists as well. I'm going to play that as well. That is, let me get a price on it. -130 as well. So a little juice on both of these props, but I think they're solid. And that's definitely, you know, parlay material. Like, I definitely think that's parlay material. If you don't want to, you don't trust the hook or anything, you want to take James Harden, 2 threes, 8 assists, something like that. Like, I think you can get a little bit of, let me just go ahead and do the math for you. Why not? I'm feeling like a nice guy today. So let's see here. For tonight, James Harden, in case you don't, you know, because we did get beat on the hook yesterday, and I understand that that makes people nervous. I hate losing on the hook like that, but you take James Harden for 8 assists and James Harden for 2 threes, and you're going to get it at -130. So, you know, depends how you want to play it. I'm taking the props. I trust them to get over both numbers. All right. Next game, we have the Denver Nuggets going to play the Phoenix Suns in Denver. Game two of their series, Denver leads 1-0 after they dominated Phoenix in that first game. -4 for Denver. Current line opened up at 5. 229 is the total. I have two plays for this one and then a fun play later. And so my two plays, I mean, it's on the side and it's on the total in this game. I think I have a pretty, I feel like I have a pretty good read of how this game is going to go. And it seems like it's on script. Zigzag theory of these two teams and this being a close series. I know Denver has been really, really good at home, but if the Golden State Warriors have shown us anything, it's that them being one of the worst road teams all season didn't matter in the playoffs because they won two road games in that series, including a game seven. So we've seen Memphis lose home games. This year, Milwaukee lost a home game. They were a really good home team. They're a really good road team as well. Didn't get a win on the road. So I'm not really looking into the regular season too much. So while Denver was good at home in the regular season, I think that Phoenix being in Denver for this amount of time, they have adjusted a little bit more to the altitude. They will have a better second half. Well, really, it's really that second quarter that really, really hurt them that last game. So I like Phoenix here to up the defensive intensity for them to keep it, you know, keep it closer with Denver. I'm taking Phoenix +4. I don't think Denver is going to shoot. Like, let me just go through the shooting of that they had in that game one. That was really, really insane, like what they were doing for different portions of that game. And so they finished at 47.5%. I don't think that does them any justice of how well they were actually shooting. At one point in the game, I think they were making like 60% of their shots. And 43.2% from three, that was really, really good. That's where the Suns are going to have to step up their three-point shooting. 30.4% from three for them. But yeah, I think that it was just an amazing offensive explosion by Denver in that last game. And I expect that to come back down to earth a little bit and Phoenix to lock things up. And we saw it in the last series. You know, they had a really, really good defensive game in game two. And so I expect to see something like that here for the Suns. And because I think that they're going to have a better defensive output, then Denver's not going to shoot the ball as well as they did. I like the under as well. Game two unders, it feels like the safe bet for me. So give me Phoenix +4 and the under 229 in this game. Those are my two plays for Denver and Phoenix game two.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so my fun play for this game. I've already told you all that I'm betting Kevin Durant every game in this series. Until Denver shows me that they're going to do what the Suns did and just double team Kevin Durant every time he gets the ball, I'm going to continue to bet Kevin Durant because I think Kevin Durant 1-on-1 cannot be stopped by anybody in Denver. So Kevin Durant's points prop is at 28.5. Let's see what happens when we move this number up. So we have 28 and a half at minus, well, some shops are already up to 29 and a half at minus 106, but 35 plus points for Kevin Durant is plus 250. 40 plus points is 7-1. I think he can have, he started the game off so strong, and it was just, you know, that second half that really got away from them, and he really didn't add any more contribution, but he started that game off so strong. I think he can have another really good start here. Actually, when I don't play first quarter points props, but 7.5 for Kevin Durant feels kind of easy. I'm not going to lie. In the first quarter, but give me a Kevin Durant points ladder. I have 35 plus 250, 40 at 7-1. Probably can find a better. Let me see if I can find a better number on those. KD, are you with me? All right. So we have here, let's see what they got. Yeah, same thing. Plus 250, 7-1 for 40. So that's about where you're at. I think he has a good day. I think he wills them. He pushes them towards this win. So I am on Kevin Durant today. I have a good game. That's my fun prop of the day. All right. So let's recap for the 76ers plus the versus the Celtics. I'm on James Harden today. Give me over 2.5 threes for James Harden. Give me over 8.5 assists as well for James Harden. Hopefully he doesn't sell us. And for the late game, give me Phoenix plus 4 to, you know, plus 4 sprinkle on that plus 150 money line as well. I think Philly, not Philly, but Phoenix knocks it, ties it up at 1-1. And then the under 229 for the game. And for fun, we have the Kevin Durant points ladder. All right. If you are not, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. I really, really need that. Please subscribe to the podcast. All my new listeners that just tapped in for an episode, welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. Come into the podcast and join us. We're here every single day giving out hoops picks. WNBA is getting started soon. And I'm telling y'all, like, I'm excited. I started the season last year on an insane heater where I think I hit like 8 straight dogs in a row. Like, I just really feel good about WNBA season, and I'm looking forward to seeing these new teams. I'm watching training stuff in training camp right now, trying to get a read on teams, and looking forward to just finding my stride in the WNBA and carrying that the rest of the season. So definitely looking forward to adding another level, another kind of basketball. And then that's what we're going to be talking about when the NBA is over. It's going to be strictly all WNBA bets for the most part. So I'm really, really looking forward to all of that. Follow me at really_ follow our podcast at HW Culture Pod. Other than that, I really have nothing else to say, nothing else to do, no other way of ending podcasts. We're just going to go like this. We are out of here.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.